Well, I think what we're looking for here is to initiate the process. It's a 1956 Game and Lotteries Act. I think most people will acknowledge that it's way outdated. It's something that needs to be reviewed. It's my understanding that it's been reviewed at a national level at the moment. There's legislation going through the Houses of the Oireachtas for that. Our role as a council is to initiate the process and in doing this, and hopefully we'll go out now to public consultation and come back in either March or maybe April to look at it again to see. So I think if something needs to be done, everyone acknowledges that it's a way outdated by a long time. So hopefully this is a process now, thankfully, that the members have agreed to initiate today, and we'll await the outcome of that process now.
Because there were attempts made in the past that weren't as positive as you're hoping this one will be.
Well, I think things have changed an awful lot. We all know that sitting on your mobile phone, that you can bet on anything you like. You can be in a casino on your mobile phone. There's so many different things you can do from a mobile phone. You can go into any bookie shop anywhere now and you can bet on nearly anything. But I think one has to acknowledge that an awful lot of amusement that goes on here too. A lot of people go for amusement. A lot of people go to get them out of the house socially. A lot of people go to things like bingo. It's a social event. So I think we have to be realistic about it, and we have to be very honest in our approach about it as well and what we're trying to accommodate. And I think really what we're looking for here is a level playing field where everybody feels they can be accommodated. And at the end of the day, it's the decision of the courts who finally award the licence to these premises. But I think we have to acknowledge that people are there a long time and people are making a contribution here to the council as well.